A week after he should have walked free from a Bulgarian prison, 32-year-old Australian Jock Palfreyman has spoken of his frustration at still being stuck behind bars and lashed out at the failure of Australia's diplomatic efforts. The 2007 stabbing, which saw Palfreyman sentenced to 20 years in jail, has always been a highly charged case, but an appeals court decision to free him on parole has created upheaval. On a scratchy mobile phone call from his cell, Palfreyman gave an exclusive interview to Europe correspondent Linton Besser.
The conditions in the immigration prison are actually more oppressive than in prison. We actually have less rights, less food.
Jock Palfreyman could almost taste freedom last Friday when he was spirited out of Sofia's maximum security jail, but not for long. The Busmansi detention centre on the outskirts of the city has instead become home. He's been there for a week and there's no sign he's getting out anytime soon.
I was making jokes today with some workers outside my cell because I said, "You see these bars on the window? These are the bars for a free man."
For more than 11 years, Palfreyman has been imprisoned in Bulgaria over the stabbing death of a local law student, Andrei Monov, in 2007. He has always insisted he acted in self-defence. 8 years later, and at age 32, he was finally granted parole by Sofia's appeals court, and under the law, that decision cannot be further reviewed. But his passport had expired, and he needed new travel documents. Once they were in his hands, the authorities had no legal means to keep him in jail or in the country. They did anyway.
Legally, they're only allowed to hold me in immigration prison for the purposes of being deported. But if they're saying that I can't leave the country, I can't be deported.
As soon as Palfreyman's parole was announced, Bulgaria's Prosecutor General, Sotir Tsatsarov, began work on an extraordinary intervention. Petitioned by the Monov family, he lodged an application to revoke Palfreyman's parole and reopen his case before Bulgaria's Court of Cassation. The application was unprecedented.
The prison didn't want to let me go. Now immigration doesn't want to let me go. Now the prosecutors don't let me go. The prosecutor's office and the ministry, the ministers seem to be intent on every day repeating the same lie.
The deputy head of mission at Australia's embassy in Athens, Andrei Biggie, has been visiting Palfreyman every day, but he has been given short shrift by Sofia.
The information from yesterday was that the director, the boss of the immigration department, which is holding me and in responsible for my removal from the country, refused to speak with the embassy staff.
Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has now scheduled a meeting with her Bulgarian counterpart on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly this week.
For Australia to step up diplomatic pressure on Bulgaria was 11 and a half years ago, and successive Australian governments have failed to do anything about my situation for 11 and a half years. My hope that the Australian government would help me was gone many years ago.
Late yesterday, it was announced the Court of Cassation had agreed to hear the irregular application to keep Palfreyman in jail at a sitting in 4 weeks' time. This is Linton Besser in Sofia for AM.